Joining us now in our studios from Northfield's Community Education Department is the Executive Director, the Director of the Community Ed Department. It's Erin Bailey. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in, braving the trains and the elements and everything else and making it to the studios today. You have everybody in town that is, I guess, a postal patron, it says here on the the brochure, I guess, the Summer of 22 brochure, just came out last week, and it is, boy, chock full of good opportunities for people to either continue their kids' education or have fun or do adult stuff. Boy, there's a lot of stuff in there this year.
Yes, it's exciting to be rolling into summer, even though it may not look like that outside right now. Our brochure did come out in the mail last week. We actually opened summer registration on April 1st. The brochure is mailed to every resident of the Northfield Public School District, so it's wider than just the city of Northfield. But you can certainly participate in our programs even if you're not a school district resident. So if you didn't receive a brochure and you would like one, it is certainly online, but we're also happy to mail one to you if you just call our office. We'd be happy to share that brochure with you.
All right. Let's talk about the summer of 22. I know at least one person, myself, really looking forward to it. And hopefully this will be a little bit more, I guess, what we used to call normal summer, but returning to activities that we haven't been able to do for a long time. Is that the case, putting together the 2022 as opposed to the pandemic in 20 and 21?
Sure. It's very true. So summer of 2020 was certainly a different summer for us. Decrease in registrations, concerns about safety for all the understandable reasons. Last summer, we actually saw quite a return to almost normal programming for us, very similar to 2019. I think that's just due to the nature of our programs in the summer. The vast majority of them are outside or are in very large open spaces, gyms and other large spaces. So I think, and that looks very similar for this year too. Summer, we need to take advantage of the nice weather in Minnesota and do things outside. And so again, a large percentage of our programs are outside. We have had very strong registration up to this point, and so we hope to see that continue.
Good. Let's talk about some of those programs. When you look through the brochure, the first thing that hits you is you have so many programs involved for the youth. You do have adults, and we'll get to that in just a moment or so. But the youth programs, boy, there's got to be something for every single child in town.
Well, we hope so. That's our goal. We do have, of course, the the standard favorites, the aquatic classes, the t-balls, the softball, the playground programs. Just to highlight, we have a couple of new youth recreation classes, and that would be a water volleyball league. That's in collaboration with Faribault Park and Recreation. So if you want a little to join a little competition among our two cities, that would be one for you. We have some drop-in flag football classes. We also have some river partnerships with Riverbend this summer. And even coming up here in May, we have the arena roll. That was an event we started last summer. Last year in May, and that is really when we turned the ice arena into a roller skating rink. So if you'd like to register for those are three Friday nights in May.
All right. The programs you have for kids go from 0 to 18, I guess. So, and they all have different interests and everything. Are you covering the whole spectrum?
Yes, we certainly try. We have many offerings that are, kind of everything from camps that would run all summer long, to whether, that would be in buildings and or childcare-like programs, to trips to Eagle Bluff this summer, to then even to a couple hours, if that is better for your schedule, and that works out with what you're interested in.
All right. Boy, you've got a little something for everyone. That must take... You and your staff must spend a lot of time getting all these programs together.
We always joke, as soon as one brochure ends, we start on the next one. So as soon as the summer brochure was published, we are starting to think about the timeline for the fall brochure, just in lining up what the programs will be, the spaces, and the instructors.
All right. Now we've talked about the kids. Let's move on to the adults, because there are a lot of programs for adults available to them in the summer as well, and adults of all ages.
Yeah, so some of our popular classes lately for adults that will be back this summer include dog training, cookie decorating, guitar lessons, understanding Medicare. We also have a new adult enrichment class from Alan Anderson called Climate Change, What Every Great Parent and Grandparent Should Know. So we certainly have a wide variety of adult classes coming up for this summer. And the first week of May, we start adult softball leagues, too, if people are still looking to do that.
All right. It's softball time. Yeah. As far as the looking at through some of this, it looks like you do a lot of collaborations and with other groups and, as you mentioned before, even other towns in Faribault. Mm-hmm.
So part of the mission of community education is really to address needs in the community and build partnerships. And so that really is evident in the programs we have in the brochure, too, that we want to fill gaps that are there, not duplicate programs, and build as many partnerships as we can as well.
We're talking once again with Aaron Bailey, who is the director of Northfield's Community Education Department. The lost my question there. the signing deadlines. When do you need to sign up? Does it all need to be done this spring? Do those vary?
Yes, they do vary. Typically, the registration deadlines are about 2 days before a class starts, unless it's specifically detailed differently in the brochure. However, some classes will fill. And so in that case, it's first come, first serve. So as you register, we will put you in the class as long as there's room available.
If you snooze, you lose. So get on it right now. Get on it today if you'd like to go. We've talked to you just, I think, one time since you've been in your new building, but you've had an opportunity probably to run a winter's worth of stuff out of there. Is it all working out?
Yes, the Northfield Community Education Center, for those who aren't familiar with it, is the former Greenville Park Elementary. It is a fantastic facility that houses our early learning program, so our early childhood family education, our early ventures, which is our birth to five licensed childcare center, our hand-in-hand preschool, and then our adult basic education programming, which is adults working on English language skills, their GED or workforce development. And then, of course, we run a lot of just our general community education programs out of there. And so it has been fantastic. These are programs that previously were in many buildings across the community. And so for both the convenience of community members and staff to all be in one building is a huge win.
Yeah, it's perfect. I think that's a win-win situation with the new school and repurposing the old school. I like that. Aaron Bailey is with us. Is there anything else we need to know about the community education or some of the programs you have coming up this summer?
The only other thing I would highlight is we do have registration opened earlier, so in early March, for both hand-in-hand preschool and our Early Ventures Child Care Center. So if you are still looking for a child care slot or a preschool slot for next school year, please contact us soon. Those are filling fast, but we do have some slots available for next year.
All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping in, and thank you for the wonderful work you do for the community, and hopefully a good portion of Northfield, I'm sure, will be taking advantage of that.
Thanks, Jeff.
So once again, look for that. I guess you've already got that. Northfield is from Northfield Public Schools. It's a community education summer 22 brochure. And Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back with Rich and local news after MNN.
It's officially spring in Minnesota. We've had our first.